Good morning. The British government came under renewed pressure yesterday to refine its travel policies following criticism of its sudden decision to remove Spain from its safe list that has upset many vacation plans and rocked the ailing travel industry. Whilst London Heathrow Airport urged a ramp-up in coronavirus testing, and the UK's biggest tour operator recommended a more regional approach to quarantining, the Culture Minister, Oliver Dowden, downplayed the prospects for any change, arguing there was no viable alternative. Heathrow's Chief Executive, John Holland Kaye, said he wants the 14-day self-isolation requirement to be eased for people arriving from countries not on the government's exemption list, should they test negative for the virus on arrival, as well as some days later. His suggestion follows another hugely difficult few days for anyone connected with travel following the decision to remove Spain from the list of countries where quarantine-free travel was permitted. Meanwhile, Spain diagnosed 1,153 new coronavirus infections in the past day, so the health ministry said yesterday, as the country continues to struggle with a rapidly accelerating surge of new cases. The cumulative total rose to 286,641 cases, the ministry said. The figure was up 2,031 from the previous day and includes results from antibody tests on people who may have already recovered. Spain's multinational banking firm Santander fell to its largest loss in history, following a massive write-down on some of its businesses. The group slumped to a €10.8 billion loss in the first half of the year as it incurred a €12.6 billion impairment charge from goodwill for historical acquisitions. Most of the costs were related to its purchase of three UK-based financial firms around the time of the financial crisis. They are Abbey National, Alliance and Leicester, and Bradford and Bingley. Another €3.5 billion in expenses came from the firm's American and Polish operations, with the remainder attributed to its customer finance division. Santander's level of new consumer and mortgage lending to customers were already severely affected during the second quarter. It loaned just over €110 million a day in mortgages in April and May, a fall of more than 40% from March. Fewer customer transactions led to fee income from retail banking dropping by 12% during the first 6 months of the year. The executive chairman, Anna Botan, described the first half of the year as among the most challenging in our history. And workers from Punta Ballena businesses took to the streets of Magaluf on Tuesday to protest at the Balearic government's shutdown of Mallorca's infamous party strip. The regional administration imposed a temporary ban on business activity on the strip on July the 15th to put a stop to booze-fueled misbehaviour and revellers ignoring COVID-19 infection prevention recommendations. Some 200 people took part in the demonstration. They marched down several of the locality's main roads, waving placards declaring their right to work during the tourist season. The march ended with the reading out of a list of demands from the Balearic government, including better management of the tourist zone and more PCR testing of holidaymakers arriving in Mallorca. There was also sharp criticism. What the protesters argued was Calvia Council's disappointing and awful management of the situation. The Punta Ballena employees blamed the problem of crowds of tourists gathered in the street on a lack of police presence in the area. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.